Shin number 88, we're continuing Chayves Halvavis, Shar Bitachin Perek Vav. Chayves Halvavis is going to bring Pirchas, seven questions on the Kat HaMemashkenim, the group of people who ask Hashem for collateral. First give us a Kamashkin and then we'll serve you. And we said the first Pircha last time. And it's interesting to note that in that first Pircha, as we mentioned, he talked directly to the person. It sounds like that's the most powerful Pircha, that he speaks directly to the person. The next Pircha, he's back to speaking third person, about that one. But in the first Pircha, it was directly to you. How could you do this? But Pircha Hashniya, the second Pircha, Shreikol Mishem Evakesh Mechaver Emashkin, any person who asks for collateral, Yesh Lamashkin Shiru Gvul. There is a limit. There's an amount to the Mashkin. Behetim L'Gayda L'Chayiv. Depending on how big the obligation is, you give a Mashkin that's equal to that obligation. Avobal Ashkof Azu, but these people who are asking Hashem for a Mashkin, Harei Ein Seif L'Mashim Evakesh, what they're asking is really endless. He doesn't know how much money, food, extras will be enough for him and his family until the day that they die. Now you'll say, but maybe there's a certain amount. But a person will never be satisfied with whatever Hashem gives him. And even if he has double and more than double, quadruple the amount that he really needs, the person will never say, okay, that's enough. He never knows how long he really has, and therefore he doesn't know how much he really needs. There's no cheshbon a person can make. So it's foolishness that he asked Hashem, give me the mashkin. It's endless. There's no end. There's no amount to what he's asking. He'll never be happy. So he's saying, give me the mashkin, then I'll serve you. There's no end to the mashkin. He'll never serve Hashem. What's the third question? Person who takes a collateral from his friend. You could only ask collateral from someone if you don't owe him anything. And your friend has no claims against you. Then your friend needs a loan, so you could ask for collateral. But if you already owe your friend money, and you know your friend has true claims against you, you're going to ask him for collateral? You owe him. And let's say your friend says, you know what, that's a different cheshbon. I want to give you a mashkin on this loan. It's not proper to even take it. You owe him. So a person, vis-a-vis his friend, if it's not fitting for him to ask for a mashkin, because he has earlier debts to him, so how exactly are you going to ask for a mashkin from Hashem? You owe definitely. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shumayda behem. You agreed to it. Shem Rabim Kolkach. They're numerous. Achafilu mitzarfus maseyam atayvim. Shal kol bnei adam shenasa mitchilas b'riyas olam. Says the Chayves Halavavis that even if you will gather together and combine all of the good deeds of all people from the beginning of b'riyas olam, and you'll take the maisim toivim of everybody in the world and we'll put it just for one single person. He would not be able to pay back even one of the toivim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the person. V'kevin shekein, eich az panim, ze, inem izbayish. Levakish me aboyre shehita neymarish tevis gadolis. How is it that this person, this azponim, this person who has chutzpah, is not embarrassed to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him big tevis first? Noisav aleilu shenos lemikvar, that's besides what he's already received. It's only going to make it harder for you to fulfill your obligations to Hashem. You're just going to owe him much more. And it's possible he will never be able to fulfill what he has promised Hashem, that if you give me all this, I'll give you back Avodas Hashem. And even if he has a cheshbon, he could die. His days will be over before he could start, before he comes to pay it back. So what kind of chutzpah does a person have to ask when he already owes Hashem? V'achar ha-chasidim shol pam b'nei Adam. One of the chasidim used to ask people, b'nei Adam, people, ha'iz imze afshari shabari yidrash mikem ayoyim, l'mali tafkidim shetim chayavim l'mali machar. Do you think it's fair? Would you feel it's fair if Hashem would demand that you need to fulfill your obligations of tomorrow, obligations of tomorrow, of the next week or the next month, if Hashem would say, you know what, instead of doing it all in the future, do it all today. First of all, your Hashem is demanding that I perform mitzvahs today, based on being obligated in future days, I may not be alive. Maybe I'll never be obligated in those jobs. That's not fair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, listen, you're going to live for another 30 years, do everything today. That's not fair. Do we know for sure we'll live for 30 years? We would answer and say, listen, every time has its job. And when that time comes, then we'll have that job. But you can't obligate us today for the future. So the chassid answered them, just like it's unfair for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to demand things early, so too every zman, just like it has its job, has its payment, has its parnasa. And just like Hashem doesn't say, do your job early, you should be embarrassed. How are you demanding the future parnasa today? Are you not embarrassed? Why do I see you're busy demanding parnasa for years to come? In your own words, you don't even know if you'll live for that many years. And you still ask, and you're asking for a wife and children, their parnasa as well? They're not, haven't been created yet, these children. Forget about you in the future. Children who are not here, you're already asking for their parnasa? And it's not even enough you're asking just that they should have food. So you're asking for food and extras for times that you don't know and you're not even sure if you'll ever be there, if they will ever come. And if you'll tell me, well, I'm doing my future jobs today, so let me be paid from the future today. You're not doing that. You're not doing your future jobs today. Forget about the future that you're not doing today. What about the past? Have you fulfilled all your obligations of the past? No, nobody ever fully fulfilled them. So not only are you not fulfilling the future in the present, What about what you were supposed to do? In the past, which you did live, Hashem gave you your parnasa. Did you fulfill your tafkid? Did you pay him back 100% yet? And instead, you're so busy with the future. You won't fulfill the future in the present, but Hashem should fulfill the future. How could you not be embarrassed? Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, and we will continue with the next pircha next time.